This is Daguerreotypes, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotypes. This is flyer number 671, entitled About Masculist Hate Speech. Description. Recently, my Patreon channel was deleted for reasons of hate speech, which happened to me also with YouTube in 2019. This flyer explains why masculists employ hate speech against gender criminal women, spelling out why the horrible, decades-lasting gender crimes that women commit against men should be hated, capital letters, thus making the censorship of justified hate speech inappropriate and rather mindlessly middle class. Common sense says that some things are so horrible that they should be hated and that hatred against them should be expressed. Obviously, the censors at YouTube and Patreon have not yet learned this elementary lesson. Now the flyer itself in two parts. About Masculist Hate Speech by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotypes. Email profhugodaguerreotypes@yahoo.com. Website profhugodaguerreotypes.wordpress.com. This flyer was prompted by a recent email sent to me from Patreon saying that my channel with them had been terminated for reasons of hate speech. The same thing happened to me in 2019 with YouTube, so I'm wondering why Patreon took so long. I'll start this flyer with my views on the very concept of hate speech, which I find mindlessly middle class. Common sense tells me that some things are hateable and should be hated. For example, if I were a Palestinian, I would hate the Zionist butchers, in brackets, who at the time of writing, June 2024, are massacring Palestinians at a kill ratio of 35-1. Compared to the Hamas butchering of 1,000 Israelis, close brackets. If I were Chinese, I'd hate the Japs. If I were Russian, I'd hate the Nazis. If I were an abolitionist in the US in the 1850s, I would hate Southern slavers of Negroes. I think you'll agree that some things are so loathable that they should be hated. Hate has a useful role in history, in society, and is often the driver of necessary changes to rid the world of horrible institutions. I wonder whether the people at Patreon or YouTube who consider today that masculist hate speech directed at women, that is, gender criminal women, as something to be censored or eliminated, would have had a similar view towards the abolitionists if they had lived in the 1850s. To make this more explicit, put these contemporary Patreon and YouTube censors in a time machine and transport them back to the 1850s in the US and have them listen to the hatred expressed by the Northern abolitionists against the Southern enslavers of Negroes. Would these censors, with their 21st century values, label these Northern abolitionists as hate speeches? Question mark? Probably not, since these censors would have the 21st century value that Negro slavery is a moral abomination that deserves to be hated and should be hated, and that it is even a war issue, which eventually proved to be the case, since it's generally considered that the root cause of the US Civil War that caused the deaths of over 500,000 US soldiers was the issue of the immorality of Negro slavery. But you can argue that hatred of Negro slavery by these contemporary censors is an anachronism in the formal sense, that is, that you cannot expect ordinary people of the 1850s in the northern states of the US to be abolitionists. It took time for the first abolitionists in the US to spread their message, their values, that Negro slavery was a moral abomination. It took a whole three decades for the abolitionist message to spread across the US to the point of the US Civil War starting. Personally, I identify with the US historical character of William Lloyd Garrison, who was the first public US abolitionist, who published his abolitionist newspaper, The Liberator, in 1831. The US Civil War kicked off in 1861, 3 decades later. I see a close historical analogy with the abolitionists of the first half of the 1800s in the US and the masculists of today. Both groups were, slash are, lashing out at the immorality of slavery. The abolitionists hated Negro slavery, and the masculists hate manslavery, with the major difference being that manslavery, as seen by the masculists, is literally 1,000 times bigger problem, given the numbers. There are several million Negro slaves in the US during the slave period, and there are several billion manslaves in the world today. Masculists like myself see today's censors of masculist hate speech as the equivalent of people living in the 1850s who found the hate speech of the abolitionists as being worthy of being censored. It took time for these 1850s variety of anti-hate speeches to learn that Negro slavery was a massive immorality that should be stopped, and even a war issue. Similarly, it will take time for contemporary anti-hate speechers at Patreon and YouTube to learn that manslavery is a moral abomination to be hated and a war issue, as seen by the masculists. You only have to go back a century and a bit before the traditional role of the male was to be a manslave to a woman, because the circumstances of the lives of both men and women in that era demanded the traditional gender roles of the man, the father being the sole breadwinner of the nuclear family, and the woman, the mother, being the raiser of a dozen kids. Both were full-time jobs. Both had a role to play for the family to survive, and these two traditional gender roles were deeply and powerfully imposed on society, onto billions of individuals. Over time, thanks to men's invention of science-based medicine, a contraceptive pill, household gadgets, higher education, etc., these two traditional gender roles faded away. So that in today's world, women have a life expectancy of 85 years, have less than 2 kids on average, so have a career window of over half a century. So it's not surprising that masculists now stand up, point the finger at women, telling women that, quote, "Now that you women can work, you must work. Anything else is man's slavery. And to masculists, man's slavery is so hated that unless you women fip up," brackets, that is, become FIPS, F-I-P-S, equals financially independent persons, who bother to get a career competent education at high school and college so that you can be FIPS as adults and not expect to parasite off the labour and money of a man for decades of his life, thus manslaving him for decades, close brackets, you women will be severely punished by men, by masculisted men, by not getting one. You'll be forced to rot on the shelf by being totally ignored by men, masculisted men, who in time will be most men, as masculist ideas spread across the planet, as billions of men wake up to the idea that they don't have to pay the horrible traditional price of being a manslave to a woman for decades of his life just to get a bit of sex from her from time to time. Masculists are abolitionists who have a hatred of manslavery and a hatred of manslaving, divorce raping, forced fathering fluffies and fluffy feminists who oppress men far worse than vice versa, since many of women's gender crimes against men are horrible and last decades, thus making gender criminal women truly hated by masculists, in the same kind of way that the northern abolitionists hated the southern Negro slaveowners and eventually went to war against them. Analogously, masculists of today have a hatred of fluffies and fluffy feminists. Masculists hate fluffies for being manslavers and divorce rapists, and hate fluffy feminists for being hypocrites and genociders due to their control of the divorce courts, keeping their traditional expectations of men, seeing men as cash machines to pay for women to have babies. The core idea of masculinism is that it is a rebellion by men against being manslaves to women, working for women for decades of men's lives, thus manslaving men for decades, and for one father in four, divorce raping him in the feminist-controlled divorce courts, destroying his life, creating a much greater casualty rate amongst men than in capital letters, major war. No wonder masculists have such a hatred of fluffies and fluffy feminists and aim to wipe them off the face of the earth, putting powerful moral pressure on women to fip up, to become fips, so they do not expect fluffy style to parasite off the labour and money of a man for decades of his life. Masculists have such a hatred of fluffies and fluffy feminists, in brackets, definitely masculist hate speech here, close brackets, that masculists are at war with them, aiming to wipe their fluffy genes off the face of the earth by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, forcing them to rot on the shelf, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, utterly rejected, both socially and sexually. Masculist ideas spread fastest amongst the young, especially bright high school males and university students. 5 years from now, I would not like to be an 18-year-old upper-middle-class female, a senior in high school, who gets the reputation of being a fluffy, who is not bothered to choose career-competent majors to study, who was seen by her male classmates as a fluffy and hence undateable, as unfit for a relationship, not even pump-and-dumpable, due to the level of contempt and hatred felt towards her due to her fluffy values of seeing men as cash machines put on this earth to pay for her to have babies so that she does not have to work again for the rest of her life. Such a young 18-year-old fluffy will be seen as vermin, spat at, and viciously rejected by her male classmates. These young men will make her life a misery. She will be ostracized, rejected, cold-shouldered, to such a point that she'll be forced to choose to study more career-competent majors so that, as an adult, she will be a FIP. As a result of this tremendous moral pressure against young fluffies, young women, especially upper-middle-class women, the class in which new social changes usually occur first, will pour into STEM and the professions so that they do not get labelled by the young men around them as being fluffies, that is, hated, manslaving, divorce-raping, fluffy vermin, and instead are seen by these young men, young masculinized men, as fips, as respect-worthy, and hence dateable. And once the gender laws are men-feared, in brackets, that fip women will, along with men, play a role in creating, close brackets, then millions of young men will become a lot more willing to be fathers again, unlike the situation today where paternity and marriage for men are so toxic that most young men reject marriage and paternity since they absolutely refuse to face a one chance in four of being butchered in a hated, fluffy, feminist-controlled divorce court system. This is the end of part 1.